A long weekend of films, receptions, Q&A with filmmakers, hikes, and more are planned for Glimmerglass Film Days. It all takes place November 5th through the 9th in Cooperstown, New York. Sacred Places is the theme of the third annual festival, curated by Central New York native Margaret Parsons, founder and director of the film program at the National Gallery of Art. The selected films explore places of natural and cultural significance around the world and close to home. Filmmakers and experts in their field will be on hand throughout the event to introduce films and answer questions, enriching the audience's experience. The festival also will feature shorts from the Black Maria Film Festival and receptions with local foods and locally crafted brews and spirits. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Margaret Parsons to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. It's very nice to be here.
Well, Peggy, I thank you very much for being here. This is a fascinating project. And as I mentioned, this is the third time you're doing it. So the beginning question is, how did you get into the situation? And now that you're in it, how have you been working on it over the last 3 years?
Well, it was actually a very easy thing to begin. It was surprisingly easy. I've been in film for most of my adult life because even though I, didn't start out that way, I kind of got into film through my work at the National Gallery. Right. And I come up to Cooperstown several times a year because I love the area. I still have relatives around here, and I just like to be here. And so I had this thought a few years ago that wouldn't it be wonderful to have a film event, a film festival? There used to be a film movie theater in Cooperstown, but that's gone now.
Yes.
And then the other thing is that the area is so sort of environmentally interesting. It's such a nice with the lake and the landscape and the ruralness of the region and the farms, many of whom, many of the farmers have been there for generations. Many of the farmers are newer farmers. So anyway, it seemed that an environmentally themed film event of some sort would be a great idea. So I just proposed it to a wonderful organization called Otsego 2000, which is a nonprofit environmental advocacy organization. They have a long agenda of things that they like to do. But I just walked in off the street, literally, and I said, how would you guys like to have a film festival? And it could have an environmental theme because there are many regional environmental film festivals now. I mean, it's kind of a movement, if you will, that's been going on for the last 25 or 30 years in various parts of the country, various parts of the world. Anyway, they liked the idea, and then we started the first one in 2013. We had the second one last year, and this is our third. So, there it is.
So how have you grown over the time, and has the mission changed at all?
Well, I wouldn't say the mission has changed. I mean, every year we have focused on a slightly different theme. The first year it was very broad because we were trying to find out if this notion would even work. And we found out it did work, not only for local people, but, people in the area who found out about it and would drive in and go to the events and meet the filmmakers and enjoy the food and the landscape and whatnot. And then last year, we decided to have a particular focus, and the focus was water, for obvious reasons. I mean, we're right there on Otsego Lake, right, which is sort of a natural wonder. And then this year, we collectively came up with this idea of sacred places. We've grown in the sense that we have a few more events every year. I think last year we had three more events than we had the first year. This year there's maybe five more events than we had last year. We're getting to the point where we have to have competing events so that, 3 o'clock on Sunday, you have to make a choice if you want to come. But that's typical of film festivals.
Sure.
So
choice is good.
Yeah, choice is good.
That's fun.
Right.
When you look at the highlights for this year, and as you mentioned, the theme, what does the theme do for you? I mean, does it help pare it down and say, okay, this is a definite direction we want to go into, especially one that can be so broadly interpreted?
Well, yeah, I think, broad is good in this sense. I mean,
right,
certainly last year's theme, water, because there are so many films now that in one way or another deal with water, not only as an ecological crisis, but just the history of water and the importance of water and all this and that. So sacred places, in its own way, is even broader than that. But it does help to narrow down what we do. It helps us to think about how to organize, how to structure the festival. You have to, when you see a film that might qualify, you have to interpret the film in such a way that it fits your theme. It certainly does help. I think it's an interesting choice of topic for the Cooperstown region because, the writer, James Fenimore Cooper, realized in the early 19th century that region had a kind of sacredness about it. He even predicted that the people who were coming into the region were somehow disrupting the balance of nature that was there. So, he had a sense that when you have a place with this kind of beauty and sort of a natural ecosystem, you don't want to do anything to destroy it. So, in that sense, he saw that it was a sacred place. And we're just sort of continuing that idea, that environmental ethic in this theme.
You also, and when you start off, like the first film, The Salt of the Earth, and then you will have companion exhibits, you will have other things going on to really broaden that out. It's not just a film festival. There's a lot of other stuff going around it.
Right. And I think that's what makes this festival kind of unique among environmental film festivals. They're all different, and they all do what they can do. But ours is not academic. Ours is very much about the people, about people having not only a challenging conversation with a filmmaker, but people experiencing the beauty of the area. So we try to encourage hikes. There are several organized hikes. There's a bird walk. Of course, one of the films is about Audubon, so it's natural to have a bird walk. And there's also many opportunities to have local food, local spirits, local beer, whatever. So we wanted to broaden the idea that it's not only about film, but it's about community, it's about having a good time, it's about enjoying local tradition, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what makes our festival unique among environmental film festivals. They're all great and they're all wonderful. I've been to many, but I think this one is quite unusual in that sense.
So bring us through the days here from the 5th through the 9th, because there are many events, but there are also many venues, and you bring us around. Cooperstown, and really spotlight what is going on in Cooperstown.
Yeah, well, one of the other fun things about this is that since we don't have a movie theater in Cooperstown, we did at one time, but it's gone now. So we're using what are normally called pop-up venues, mm-hmm. and there are several interesting ones in Cooperstown. First of all, there's the Fenimore Art Museum, which is right on the edge of the town.
Beautiful.
Across the road is the Farmers Museum, which also has a space called the Jones Center, where we're using that as another of our pop-up venues. We have the Baseball Hall of Fame, which is hardly a pop-up venue because they have a beautiful theater, but that's where our opening night is. Then there's a space called Templeton Hall, a lovely 19th century building up Pioneer Street that's a venue. Right next to that practically is a place called the Smithy Gallery, where there's a terrific exhibition going on that is tied into the theme of sacred places with several local artists. They had an opening last night. So this is another way in which we're getting people outside, because they have to be on the street to get from venue to venue. The other venue that we're using on Saturday night is the new distillery, which is a terrific space. They make spirits there. They make bourbon and vodka and so on and so on. But they also have a lovely area where we used it a couple of years ago for projection. Naturally, we have to set up our AV, and we try very hard to focus on the technical aspect of things so that we're giving people the best possible technical experience in these pop-up venues.
Talk a little bit in the moments that we have left about some of the wonderful guests that you have coming and the films that they will be associated with.
Yeah, we have quite a few guests this year. We've got Bill Kleinert coming up from the Virginia, sort of northern Virginia area around Washington, coming up for his film called Project Ice, which is a great history of the Great Lakes, our wonderful inland freshwater sea. He's not only a filmmaker, but he knows his science very well, and so he can speak from, you know, as a geologist as well as a filmmaker about that. We have Catherine Pasternak on Closing Night with her film called Deauville, which she's also from Northern Virginia, coincidentally, but Deauville is about her fallow deer farm in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, which is a unique place. It's one of the few fallow deer farms left in the country. That film, the Closing Night film, is actually a lovely film, and it's a very kind of closes the festival on a positive note with Catherine there to talk about it. Then we have Alexandra Isles coming with a film that she made in New York City called The Healing Gardens of New York. This film is a few years old, but it fits our theme very well because it's about neighborhood people developing empty lots and making their own gardens, their own herb gardens, their own vegetable gardens, you know, right in the midst of Brooklyn and Bronx and so on. Anyway, Alexandra's coming with her film. Let's see. We have several other people coming, too. We have Jane Storwald, who is director of the Black Mariah. It's called Black Mariah, by the way, not Black Maria, because it's named after Edison's.
My apologies.
That's okay. It's named after Thomas Edison's original movie studio in New Jersey, which he called the Black Mariah.
Yes.
So anyway, she's coming on Saturday night with a selection of kind of experimental and documentary shorts that also fit our theme, which is that's a lot of fun. We have Peter Rutkoff, who is he's professor of American Studies at Kenyon College, and he always does a Sunday morning presentation. This year the theme is called Salt of the Earth. I won't say any more about it, but it's going to be very interesting because it ties together a Mexican-American theme in New Mexico with a young woman in Mexico who is trying to save a river, trying to save the Rio Grande River in Mexico from pollution.
Mm-hmm. Indian Point,
Ivy Mirapol. Yeah, we expect a lot of people for this, so think about getting your ticket early. Indian Point is one of the newer films. It just came out a few months ago. It's about, of course, the nuclear power station just north of Manhattan on the Hudson River. And Ivy, who is a well-known filmmaker, is coming in for this discussion on Saturday late afternoon at 5 o'clock for Indian Point with Ivy Mirapol. And we expect a lot of lively discussion in conjunction with that, too, nuclear power.
I haven't seen that film yet, but my voice is in it.
excellent!
Because when we talked about some of the stuff on the show, they took the tape, and I know the first voice you hear in the film was apparently mine, but I haven't seen.
Yeah,
the film
yet, so. I actually saw the film. I saw the film in March, but you know it's been a few months, so I sort of a pre-screening. But it's a terrific movie, and it presents a very interesting situation, you know, both positive and negative. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on, and to keep track of all, keep track of all of it. Let's try that. Go to glimmerglassfilmdays.org, glimmerglassfilmdays.org, and that is the place where you can find all of the information about the many, many events that will take place November 5th through the 9th as part of Sacred Places, the theme of this year's third annual Glimmerglass Film Days, glimmerglassfilmdays.org. Margaret Parsons, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.